Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome everyone to the Charmaine Show on Blog Talk Radio. I was just wondering where my startup music was. I think I forgot to download it or something. But anyway, welcome to our brand new fall lineup of shows. I'm very excited about this season. Obviously, we're probably going to get a few shows in, but I'm excited about the topic that we're going to touch on today. And no pun intended, because the topic of today's show is retouching our girls, body shaming and self-esteem, a societal and media travesty. And I'm just going to go right into it because it's a 30-minute show. So once again, let me just say good morning and welcome to Blog Talk Radio. You're tuned into the Charmaine Show. And I'm so excited to have my panel on again. It's always just a lot to talk about. And this is what this season is going to be more like. Just pick a topic, several different topics that we're dealing with in our society and just overall in general, and form our panel, and we just have our discussion. So on today is, we've got Maggie on today, so let's say hello.
Hi, good morning.
Good morning and welcome to the
Charmaine
Show.
I'm happy to be here. Oh, thank you. Happy to be here.
Thanks. And then we have Stephanie on.
Hello, good morning. It's a pleasure to be here.
Well, welcome to the Charmaine Show. Well, you know, let's just get right into it. Serena Williams talked about, and she, and I quote, and if there's such a thing as quote and paraphrase, people look down on me because I look stronger. I don't look like them. How did our girls and women get here? When people begin to look down on us because we fill in the blanks, or we are not fill in the blanks. How do we get here?
Good question. It's societal norms and expectations.
Absolutely.
It's what people think you're supposed to be like. But in all seriousness, though, let's be real. How did we get here? You think about Serena Williams with a very strong body. She's thick. And in addition, she's a woman of color. What is the image that the world has always presented to us from the beginning of time up until now of what beauty and the perfect body is supposed to look like? Think about back in the days, how women wore corsets, stuffed themselves into a corset, cannot breathe, suffocating in order to look perfect.
Right.
You know? So from the beginning of time, there's always been this expectation of what our bodies are supposed to look like, or what an attractive body is supposed to look like. So this is something that stems from a very long time.
So Maggie, check your sound a little bit. I'm not sure if it's just to me, but
You did trail off a little bit.
You're good.
And I think, I think specific to
Serena. Is that any better?
Oh, that's much,
much better.
Much, much better, okay. I think specific to Serena, in her sport specifically, because tennis is one of my most favorite sports, the women that preceded her, especially in success, did not have her body image. If you think of Chris Everett, if you think of Steffi Graf, these women had the slender, very, very slender body images. They had, the bodies were very slender. You didn't see very strong muscles in the women who were successful in tennis. That's just not the body image that you saw. And even when Billie Jean King took on Bobby, I can't remember his last name, that was a big hype of, could she beat this guy in tennis? You know, was it possible? Especially in tennis, the women were always slender. They were always thin. And here comes these two women, you know, Venus and Serena, and they came with power. They came hitting the ball with power, over finesse. They had great finesse, but make no mistake, they were going to hit that ball, and if you weren't fast, you weren't going to see the ball because they
right.
came with great power. And that hasn't been done. Monica Seles, the women who were at the top of the game when they entered it, the Monica Seles, you know, they couldn't match the Williams sisters in any way. They just couldn't.
Right.
And so then, you know, the only criticism that they could have over the Williams sisters were, oh, well, look at their bodies. You know, why are their bodies like that? That's the only criticism because they certainly didn't have the physique to compete with the Williams sisters. But that's the level that they were playing on. You know,
and then
so.
I started. Good observation, great observation from both of you, because I started with that quote from Serena and really looking at her. I mean, absolutely. The image that the media portrayed in whether it was sports, typically women sports or anything, whether it's they're modeling a swimsuit, whether it is they're modeling, you know, whatever it is. The image of beauty usually correlates to a woman who is non-black, a woman who is slender with, you know, no butt, no curves. And so our young girls start to think that that's what I should look like in order to be perceived as beautiful. Even our black girls begin to think that way. So we know we're built thick, for the most part, the majority of us, because of our heritage, our genetics, and the foods that we eat and our culture, we have a different build. The Chinese are built differently. You know, everybody has a different way that they're built. And so everyone now is looking to this, oh, is that what beauty looks like? And I say this to say that, how the media distorts that and confuses us, because in one era, it was Twiggy, that her namesake, she looked like a twig. And then we have the last few years, we've got the Kardashian, and then we've got the Nicki Minaj's, and we've got the Iggy Azalea. And I'm naming these women who are of different color, culture, and heritage. But now it's like, oh, no, the thing of beauty is you need a big butt. Look at those black girls. I mean, taking all our hands, so we got to get the boob and the butt. And our young girls are, and our young girls are totally confused. And what comes out of that confusion is one moment they're anorexic, the next moment they're bulimic, the next moment I want to have surgery, the next moment I just need to lose 50 pounds, you know, and it just goes on and on. So my other question would be, what can we as a society, what can we as mothers, what can we as professionals, what can we in our homes and our circle of influence do to make an impact on the girls that are in our circle of influence? Because, I mean, you both are mothers of girls, young girls and girls.
Yeah.
I'm a mother of boys, and they're going to be bringing home girls and marrying girls or whatever. But, you know, the bottom line is, how do we begin to change that mindset? And can that be changed? And who can have the most influence? Because if the media in the beginning had the most influence on how we perceive beauty, can they now begin to change? And what do we see that they're doing to change what beauty looks like?
First of all, I guess I'm very optimistic. I enjoy the shift that I'm seeing, for one thing, but I also do believe that, yes, that can be changed, that we can make a change and we can influence our children's lives and each other's. But what we also have to consider is that we need to start with ourselves. We fail to realize it's the subtle little things that we say and do. For example, you have your young girl who probably is a little bit overweight. When she's about to eat something, you're like, oh, honey, don't eat that. It's a little fattening. Don't do this. It's a little fattening. Or even the way you perceive yourself. Oh, my gosh, I wish I could take a couple of pounds off. Look at my butt. Look at my belly. Look at this. Look at that. We are sending a lot of subtle messages to our children. Even if it doesn't appear to be extremely direct, they are hearing it. They're processing it. When we think about the influences, yes, indeed, the media does have a major influence, but it also starts at home. We have been severely affected as well, and we've passed it on in extremely subtle ways that we don't even begin to think about. We do a lot of shaming within the homes ourselves. So we really got to start being extremely conscious of what we say to them and what we say to ourselves as well.
Right. Yeah, I definitely agree with that. This topic is extremely important to me because I have experience with it, my own personal experience, and I'll share this personal experience and also advice that I gave to a friend based on personal experience. When I was younger, most of my young cousins and family members were all single. They all wore sizes that were single digit, a 0 or a 2 or a 6. But I was a 12. And oh my goodness, you're a 12. How could, that's just way too big. And we're not talking about like 6, 7, and 8 years old. We're talking about 16 and 18 years old. And you're a 12. Well, that's just too big. You can't, you're 12. That just can't be, And so there's a lot of, you got to go on a diet. You got to go on a diet. You got to go on a diet because you're a size 12. Now, nowadays, you're a size 12. Well, okay, you're not a size 28. You know what I'm saying?
Right. But
back then, if everybody around you is a 4 and you're a 12, then you're doing everything you can. I remember running up and down the stairs. I remember not eating this and not eating that. And everybody knows now what we didn't know then is that diets only cause you to gain weight. You know what I mean? No diets work. You know what I'm saying? So that just wasn't a positive thing, positive message. And the other thing is that I wanted to share is I remember when we were preteens going into teens, we wanted a subscription to Vogue magazine. And we went to my uncle and we said, "Did you get a subscription to Vogue?" And he said, "Absolutely not." And we were so upset, we went into the beauty and the makeup, and he looked at us and he said, "Because you will not find yourself there." And we looked at him and he said, we asked him, he said, "Well, what do you mean we won't find ourselves there?" And he said, "You're not going to find yourself in Vogue, but you'll find yourself in Essence." And so from the time we were teenagers, preteens, until now, I've always had a subscription to Essence magazine because that's what we would find ourselves. Not too long ago, a friend of mine took her daughter, who was a preteen, to her physical, and her doctor said that she was putting on a little bit of weight and she needed to go on a diet. And so she was sharing this with me, and I stopped her immediately, and I said, "Do not go home and tell your daughter," I just felt, "that she needs to go on a diet." I said, do not mention it. She picks up something to eat. Do not tell her to put it down. I said, what you do is ask her what her favorite activity is and then support her in it. Ask her what she likes to do and then do everything you can to support her in doing that. And what she liked to do is cheerlead. So she put in cheerleading camp, and she did this. And the weight fell off. It just fell off naturally because she increased her activity. I think when we start to put into, as women, as girls, as young girls, and it does, Maggie, you're right, it begins in the home. It doesn't begin outside the home. Society, it always begins in the home, in the conversation. We put in the head that there's something wrong with us. And that's what, we try to correct it. We try to overcorrect it. And then that's where the problem begins. And so I said, please don't do that. And, it was like after that, the conversations were, thank you, because the weight just, it fell off because of her activity increased, and the more you do, the more you want to do, and then the weight is gone. But at that age, if you start with the diet, you never stop. You never stop. You just can't do it.
And it is just about. Sorry, go ahead, Steph.
I was going to piggyback on what Stephanie was saying. I do think it's important to restate that the message is not that you do not regulate what you eat, because there are health reasons for which you don't want to eat just about anything. There are health reasons for which you do want to lose weight, but it cannot be because you need to look favorable to the general public in terms of your body image.
Right.
Make sense? So I think we need to get the message across that, yes, indeed, you do need to lose weight sometimes in order for you to be healthier. But if your weight is not interfering with that, and you go to the you get your physical, you don't have high blood pressure, you don't have diabetes, you don't have high cholesterol, then by golly gee, yes, that should not be the focus just because you don't look like everybody else in society.
Right. And let's be honest, there's only three ways to lose weight. I'm sorry, Shereen. If we're honest about it, there are only three ways to lose weight. Mm-hmm. There's just three ways that weight is going to come off you. If you're going to sweat it out, it's going to come out of you in your bladder, or, it's fecal. You know what I'm saying? There's only three ways the weight is coming off of you. If you're not moving and sweating, you're not going to dream it away. There's only three ways weight comes off your body.
You have to find those activities that will generate those. But talked about, beginning in our homes and what we say and what we do, because simply when we say or do something or see an image or whatever, the message that comes across is that's not good for you, or you're not pretty enough, or you're not thin enough, or you're not shaped the right way. And so all these negative messages that keep playing does create that body image issue that a lot of young girls and women have, from their smaller to, even adulthood. Because one of the main reasons I find is that no matter, beauty is on the inside, and it's about feeling happy, and it's about feeling happy and content with yourself. It's about being a beautiful soul, a beautiful person. You look at, I'm just going to use a media image because she's out there. For instance, like Oprah, or even I know there's a big girl on, she's a model, a swimsuit model or whatever. I just think she's just a beautiful spirit. It's a beautiful person. Looking at the body or the body type or whatever. And then you have some people that are size two, and then they're really ugly, because when I say ugly, on the inside, there's a dead spirit. Because they don't, and they're the ones that will probably keep thinking, I need to lose weight, so that I can feel better. And you're not going to feel better if you've already had, unless with therapy and other correctional, methods or whatever, but if you already feel not worthy or not good enough, it takes a lot to get back to that place. And a lot of work, and a lot of counseling, and a lot of therapy.
It does.
You are good enough, and you're not what your body looks like. Because no matter what we see in the mirror, you're going to equate your self-worth, your self-esteem, your confidence, your self-image with that physical image. And if that physical image isn't what you think that it should be, then you're also thinking that you're not what you should be. So there's always going to be this, I guess, this fight or this battle, so to speak, to be happy or to feel good or to feel confident. And no matter what you do, you're not going to get there, because you could be a size two and still feel like, I hate my body, something's still wrong. And it's not the body. It's when you're telling yourself that something is wrong with you. And you can't yourself on the inside if you don't if we don't begin to fix that thought process and that mindset. At the beach, my thing is, I walk around like whatever, because I'm like, I don't know these people anyway.
But it's how you perceive yourself.
Yeah,
how you perceive yourself and your own self-confidence, Charmaine. You said something just a little while ago, and I'm glad you touched on that, because I think a lot of the times when we talk about body image, we seem to think more and focus more on those who are considered overweight. But what we must realize is that, first of all, body is beautiful at any size for me, and it's how you perceive yourself. Those who are very slim, they struggle equally as well at times.
Well, even
because
more.
They are frequently told you are too skinny, you're too this, you're too that.
Absolutely.
But they feel comfortable in their skin, then who are we to tell them they are not beautiful?
Right.
That swimsuit
Absolutely.
Model that you talked about, it's not just her spirit. She has a beautiful face. And she has a beautiful, curvaceous body, one to
Definitely.
A three. You know, it's everything about her, even if her personality. I mean, of course we want the personality, but her body is downright beautiful, period.
It's beautiful,
you know, it's not just her spirit. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we need to also realize it's not the size. It's how the person feels inside. So when we want to talk about body image, we got to consider both those who are slim, those who are at average
Absolutely.
Weight, those who are overweight. It's how you perceive yourself. It's how you feel good about yourself in your own skin. And we to support that, we ought to meet people where they at and where they're comfortable with themselves.
Yeah, a very good friend of mine was the opposite. I'm sorry. A very good friend of mine was the opposite side of the scale. She was very, very, very thin. And it hurt her to sit because when she sat, she was literally sitting on her tailbone. And, you know, she would cry because of the pain of sitting on her tailbone. And her being so, so thin, she would often say that. You know, people don't realize when they say, oh, you're so thin, you look so good. But for her, it was painful. She did not, you know, it was so painful. And it's also the beginning of a cycle. We don't often realize that for women, it can be the beginning of a cycle of depression or entering a relationship looking for that love. You can enter into abusive relationships. I mean, it can be the cycle of, you know, teen pregnancies, you know, looking for that love in relationships, looking for someone to tell you you're beautiful or look, oh, I want to have a baby, have something to love me, love something. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It begins a cycle of a lot of in your life, early in your life, that, you know, if you have that, if you already have it in the home, like I tell my girls all the time, you are beautiful. Say it. Look in the mirror. Or even, you know, before you go to bed, remember, you are beautiful. Your spirit is beautiful. Everything you need for life, you have it. There's greatness. There's greatness in you. And I make sure that my girls know it. I make sure that my girls say it. So that there isn't, you know, because men will come up to you, oh, baby, you look so good, oh, baby. And if you're one of those girls, 16, 17, 18, who feels like there isn't, and there's these guys coming up to you telling you that there is, you know, you'll succumb to that. Oh, really? I am? Oh, wow. Do you know what I'm saying? And that cycle begins for a lot of young girls. And you don't have to be young. You know, you can be in your 20s, you can be in your 30s, some of us in our 40s. You know, like, oh, my God, and I've never oh, my God. You know what I'm saying? And it can be the cycle of a lot of things. Like I said, depression, abusive relationships, a lot of things, you know.
I'm done.
Like one question, and this always happens. And it's, I mean, with something so intense, it is really hard to – Absolutely. The conversation goes on and on and on. I mean, we haven't even talked about anything in 30 minutes. I mean, you know, you would think, because there is just so much. And when I think about, I think we all brought up the same point, when I think about having a disturbed body image and how that impacts your life, your entire life, pretty much. I mean, like you were saying, Stephanie, with depression and, you know, just other, the way you perceive your own body, the way you perceive other people's body. And it's so funny because a lot of times, sometimes you'll have someone with a disturbed body image. And I think Maggie brought up that point, and you also, it doesn't matter what size you are. Like size, a body is a body. A body is not subject to a particular size or whatever. I mean, you know, God made it all, you know, so it's a beautiful thing. But we can look at
other people and think, wow, that's such a beautiful work of art. But then for ourselves, we don't say that. I know when I get undressed and I have, like, mirrors all around my bathroom, and y'all know I love me some me, no matter how much flesh or fat is on it. And so when I strip my clothes off to get in the shower, I look at myself, I stretch my arms up, and I look at my breasts, I look at my whole physique and figure in the mirror, and I say to myself, and most times out loud, God, you're sexy, you know, because I feel that way. That's my body. That's my shape. And I admire, I turn around, I admire my body. I admire the shape that I'm in, that this is what God made. And then I go closer, and this is most times, not all the time, but then I go closer, and especially when you're feeling so good when you wake up, and then you feel to yourself, today's going to be just a beautiful day. Like, I feel beautiful. But it has less to do with the physical. It has more to do with how do I feel on the inside.
How do you feel?
You know,
absolutely.
Do I feel sexy? Do I feel beautiful? Do I feel like a loving, you know, human being? Do I feel like today is going to be amazing, you know? And so it's like we can walk around feeling good or feeling bad, but like you said, it boils and it goes right back to how have we been conditioned to feel about ourselves, you know, physically and otherwise. I think, Stephanie, you said that you tell your girls every day, they are beautiful, they are strong, you know, they're confident. We have to start feeding these in our homes, and because the media is going to say something else. Or the media is going to show everybody from all walks of life or whatever, and then it's up to us to know you're not looking to someone else or something else. You've always got to look to yourself. You're the one that's walking around with these feelings and these emotions.
Right. My great-grandmother had a saying, and it was, come by nature, cost no money. And I say it to my girls. One of my girls has beautiful long legs. I mean, beautiful. And I tell her, you know, people, they buy lips, they buy butt, they buy breasts. And I look at her and I say, but they can't buy that, baby. They come by nature, cost no money. And I tell her, and she smiles, you know, and she has a beautiful, they both have beautiful smiles, you know. And I tell her.
I think I had, hate when this happens, you know.
What happened? Oh, did we get dropped?
No, we're here.
Oh, okay, yeah. So I tell
them, if you guys are still there, you continue the conversation, because I think
I had
an issue here with my phone.
No, we hear you.
You're coming
quite
clearly. And,
so we have 2 minutes left until the show ends. I don't know where I'm at with my wrap-up at this point, because I have just come into some technical difficulties. So I think you guys are still, I mean, I'm looking at my switchboard. You guys are still there. And if you can hear me, you can continue the conversation. There is 1 minute and 40 seconds to wrap the show. Thank you for joining me on Blog Talk Radio. This has been an interesting conversation. This is Charmaine, and thank you so much. My guests are probably still on the line with the conversation because I do see you. I just can't hear me or can't hear you. I think I have a little bit of a technical difficulty on my switchboard.
Well, Stephanie, it was
here, Maggie. Yes, it was a pleasure.
Right, and I mean, she can't hear us, but I'm glad that we're able to talk about this, and we'll have to continue this conversation and keep it at the forefront.
Absolutely.
Keep it at the forefront.
Yes.
Looking forward to being
on
another panel with you again.
Yes, all the best to you and your girls. And
Thank you.
Yeah, this was
great. Same to you. Absolutely.
Thank you so much.
What happened?
Well, you're back on, Charmaine.
Yeah.
I am.
We'll let you wrap it up.
Were you guys hearing me?
Yeah.
Yes, we
could
hear you, so we wrapped it up.
I'm like, let me leave it up to them to wrap up. But you guys can go ahead and wrap up because you have 28 seconds.
I don't know what happened.
Well,
we just
technical difficulty, but it was a pleasure being on your show, Charmaine. Until next time.
It was. And
Thank you so much for joining me again. This is Charmaine on Blog Talk Radio. We're wrapping up our first show, nonetheless. Thank you to my special guests and panelists for joining. And until next time, have a fantastic day.
Thank you so much. Take care.
All righty. Take care.
Bye-bye.